Yeah, Joe will be joining us from work. He's working. He won't be drinking.
Wait, this is Boss Joe or
no, Joe? The lettuce.
Oh yeah, yeah. Insubordinate Joe.
Insubordinate.
Or no,
Joe.
Subordinate.
Subordinate.
Subordinate Joe.
Is
yeah.
he the bartender guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one that just gave me the straws.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He literally just gave me the straws.
Okay.
And I say I need another one because we got a friend coming.
Oh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow, but that's Joe.
And it's him.
Isn't that very meta?
All right. Well, let him know that when he's here.
Hey, as I was talking to my doctor, I looked at my phone and I thought about you. You need a new phone case. And I'm like covering my phone.
Yeah, that's not a Chandler or Arizona phone case. That's a Northwest Indiana horse.
Yeah,
why is it
stupid?
North-
you want to show it.
No, let me see it.
Well, no, it's okay. You know why?
What?
I like it.
First of all,
because it's like I'm the queen.
Look at that.
Is
that
not?
My lord.
A...
Is that like a ring on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that last time.
So, not a big deal, right? Well, yeah. But I don't know.
Does it like pop off and then you
well
got, like,
today I had a meeting with the head cardiologist of
well why don't we just
team.
Jump right in because
I thought
I,
we were
that's the we're already recording but I gotta
I told her that's fine for Northwest Indiana
right I agree
but you're not in the ghetto anymore
yeah correct. We're gonna have to take that off
so
what do you mean we're at final round
right
well true
right.
But still it's not Northwest Indiana ghetto
oh okay
two different ghettos
oh okay.
Which, we're in the ghetto
which is the better ghetto which is the ghettoier ghetto
well it depends what you're into.
All right,
if you're into ghetto.
Oops, that's not the right sound. Okay, that's a ghetto sound. If you hear that a lot or you hear this,
yeah.
then you know
that's
you're
what we're used to.
Yeah. All right, so.
That's
so,
where you would wear that.
Yeah.
I know this.
So what's your case going to look like now that you're in Phoenix?
It's going to be just a basic,
bedazzled,
slim,
it's gonna have a fucking
solid.
Tier on it.
Solid case.
I gave her some examples. I mean, you know.
Really? Because this is not kiddish at all.
This is a Kate Spade.
How old are you, 12?
R.I.P.
That's a what?
It's
Kate, Kate Spade. You know, the one.
It's like black and white flowers. That's all I see.
It's trendy.
Okay.
Very
only because she's dead, right?
All yeah.
Right.
Veronica gave that one.
It was.
Oh. she handed it down to her.
Yeah.
After she was done with it.
It was cool.
Like,
even
Mom,
before
this isn't cool.
She was dead.
This isn't cool anymore.
Yeah.
That is the one that offers herself, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Supposedly on a
allegedly.
Low.
Oh.
Low.
Yeah, it's a bizarre story.
Candle.
I never heard of her until she
I even tried reacting it. Like, how does she do that?
I never heard
okay,
of her.
No, never
who
heard
are
her.
You guys talking about?
Kate Spade. The designer.
She's some designer chick.
She died?
She
okay,
killed
so
herself.
She committed suicide, then Anthony Bourdain did.
Oh, they're a part of. Okay, that was David Spade's.
Yes.
Sister-in-law.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, started
sad
off
situation.
With like a depressing.
Why? What happened?
Well, she allegedly, the story is she committed suicide. And
why
her,
do you say allegedly?
Because
like,
if you read it and investigate, the door handle that she committed this quote unquote suicide with was so low, there's no way.
Okay, first of all, who hangs himself by a scarf
well,
on their bedroom
you.
Door?
Can I tell
hold,
you I did,
hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Well,
so what is it? She's murdered?
No, she committed suicide. But we
and supposedly
thought
her husband was home.
This is what I was talking to someone about this, and apparently there's something called like
autoerotic
asphyxiation.
Yep.
And they don't meet. They, like
Ron, goes Ron again with all those facts.
I know. Does Stephanie say something like autoerotic? Like you don't know Stephanie?
I don't
know. Right.
I don't know the full term for it, but it's something like a sexual thing. And
something like
it.
You
get choked out.
Yeah. You get choked out, and if you go too far, you may die.
So what they're saying
die.
Is that Robin Williams. That's what happened. They're saying
I heard
that
about
he
that, Robin
didn't
Williams. Yeah.
Do it on purpose.
Yeah, that's what happened to David Carradine. I mean, he had like a like it was known. His friends knew that he did that.
That's like the worst way to go. Not because the way you die, but the way they find you.
Yeah,
you
right. Know? Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, supposedly she left the note. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What did the note say?
The
housekeeper found her.
If it looks like autoerotic asphyxiation, it's actually suicide. That's what
the note
said.
Senora. Yeah.
She's
cleaning Spade.
Up. Senora Spade.
Mija?
You guys are terrible.
She
was a good designer. I had a few of her items.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Like the flower phone case.
Yes.
Wow.
As an example.
What's her name? Katie?
Kate Spade. She built a multi-million dollar business.
It started with
sold
purses,
it,
accessories,
and then she started
clothes.
Another one.
She's got
I'm starting to feel bad.
Stuff.
Belly seems genuinely upset about this.
I
know.
I mean,
because you wanted more of her stuff?
No, actually, she sold her company back like years ago, and then just recently, in 2017, Coach bought the Kate Spade.
Oh, after she died?
It's oh. done now. Oh. It's done.
Right before she died. That's why she was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah. It's oh, okay. done now. So, I mean, it is what it is.
All right.
I have some of her original items. So, okay. Go ahead.
So, real quick, let's hear a little bit. I got so much stuff to say. Let's start with the last show.
That's unusual.
I know. Let's start with the last show. So, you said that you talked to Alex. He's still trying to get over it. But he did listen to the podcast, and all his friends listened to the podcast, and they all laughed.
Well, he has one friend, but yeah, they both listened to it.
Together, holding hands, crying?
Yeah, they did. With Kleenex box? It was so funny. They were texting us, I can't believe this. They were trying, we were out, like, you came out, we went out later that night. Apparently, they were, like, trying to call us, FaceTime us, but they were like, that's how funny it was. They just wanted to, like, recap and everything. But, nice. Yeah.
So he's been nominated for an award.
I did let him know.
Best call-in?
I didn't know that.
He's aware
best call-in, I'm assuming?
There's a particular category called
Very
Best.
Very special podcast?
Kind of. It's kind of like the best revelation or best story.
Oh, that's right. Oh. All right.
Best story.
Have you posted the nominations anywhere?
I have them. I haven't posted them, I should do it beforehand.
That's just a sneak.
No, yeah. Okay.
If you've gotten a text message from me, then you've been nominated.
Okay. Oh, no, I didn't expect one. Don't worry.
No, you... Well,
very sad. I don't even know how to feel right now.
Wait, because you didn't?
Because...
You
got it.
You were nominated.
Yeah, I know, but...
Even
was a joke. I can say,
it was a joke.
Oh.
No, well, no, wow. Everybody on the show has been nominated for something. Like the core four. Or the core three.
Well, you don't need... Who's the core anymore?
It's me, Ron, and Al.
Okay.
And Jennifer.
She's so hurt.
No, I'm like,
she didn't
it's
be.
Changed
she's
so bad. I have commitment issues. I told them I can't
Well,
come.
I mean, that's what all of the guys say, too.
I was very close because, there's
this all makes sense.
There's a particular category called best host or best of the core 3/4. And it's just like a clip of it's like a montage of sound bites of me, of Ron, of Al, of Jennifer, and I had created one for Belia too. And then I was like, she's not core because she doesn't commit. So I put you in the guest, category.
But you still want to be, I guess. I remember that. You offered before.
Right.
That's too much pressure. I can't commit.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's commitments. You have to be here.
She's not very good at commitments. She's going to get to work on time.
Well, speaking of which, you were going to get...
Speaking of work?
Yeah, speaking of work.
Yeah, right.
You were going to find a job.
So I should have just bet on myself because that's how awesome I am.
Okay,
so
what happened?
So when...
Monday morning, 20 offers.
I got all my offers.
Okay.
But I
from jobs?
Oh, I got... Okay, so...
You got job offers?
From all my interviews, I just interviewed at 4 places, okay? Because I'm not
you're not a job whore.
Yeah. So I interviewed at 4 places, and 3 of them, I mean, it's fine if I got them. Yeah, that's great. Same, I do what I do. But one of them I really, really, truly wanted, and I was holding out for.
And which was?
So all 3 of them, they, like, the next day, they're, like, giving me offers, and I accepted all of them because I was like, oh, yeah, okay, but I can't start till next week because I was holding out for this one job. And they're like, oh, okay. So I told them all yes. So technically I had 3 jobs for 1 week.
Okay.
And then the last job that I wanted called me, and, yeah.
Can you
say... So moving forward now with that one. I told my other, all the other recruiters, I'm sorry, I found a better fit for my need, and they got a little aggressive. They were like, we created this position for you. There's 2 positions they created
for you.
Are you
full of shit? Or?
No, I swear to
you.
You
know what I
want to
say? I
just read an email.
Yeah, all I'm thinking is, damn, that must have been some sundress.
So there were 2.
I know.
The other one, I think it was the dress pants.
That's funny.
I think it was the dress pants that did
it. How many buttons did you unbutton?
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you. So anyways, 2 full-time positions they created, and they had a good rec for, and blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is.
So when you said no, have you already accepted a position?
I did.
And when you said no to the other ones?
When I emailed them back and said, I said, thank you for the opportunity. However, I did find a better fit for my, my needs and blah, blah, blah. They were like, well, what can we do to change your mind? Is there anything that we could do?
Did they start unbuttoning their shirts?
You might as well have. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, so...
feels good to be appreciated and wanted and loved.
So I'm assuming it's in a hospital. And can you say the first letter of the hospital chain?
B, as in bitch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's kind of like where I work then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
But, yeah.
Hey, we're co-workers then.
I mean, yeah.
I might have to look you up now.
Do you want to tell them how You threw that name in?
Oh, I was going to say. Let me guess your name dropped.
I feel like he did nothing. I feel like he did nothing for the interview because...
It was actually pretty smooth. The story's
pretty
smooth.
Because I didn't even bring you up again. It was all about me. so, you know, mind you, all the surrounding area hospitals, each hospital says, oh, we have these standard questions that we ask at this. They, like, make it sound like it's all them.
Right.
However, after interviewing at all the different hospitals, they clearly had the same exact questions. By the time I got to this interview, I'm like, you can put the paper away. I know the answers.
Yeah.
So anyways, we were at this interview, and it was actually a panel interview, which was a little intimidating.
But of what? Other nurses or doctors?
Director. Yeah, patients. Like, yeah, a director.
Director. Did you say patient?
Patient. Nonetheless.
They're like in their little gowns.
With their life support
on. Right, exactly.
They're like come in there with
their...
What
would you do if you had me?
Right. They come in there with their IV stand.
Right.
I would be like, well, I would make him a DNR. I would.
We should pull your cord.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
You know, in a way, wait, no, I don't want to mess up your story, but remember that Seinfeld episode where they were trying to figure out, they were playing actors, and they were figuring out who has jaundice and who has gonorrhea, and...
No, I love Seinfeld. I've never seen that
I've
one.
Never
remember
seen that
Kramer? He plays...
Oh, God, he's so crazy.
He plays, like, someone who has jaundice. No, he plays someone who has gonorrhea, and then he's, like, struggling with figuring out, how am I going to depict... And this is for nurses and doctors, like,
oh,
for them to detect.
Okay.
And he's like, well, how am I going to depict that I have gonorrhea? And then he, like, he looks all sad and tells a whole sad story that he went out at night and he needed love. And he didn't know. And then some doctor goes, gonorrhea. And he's like, yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to check that out
one,
on Netflix. You know, Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
A little plug there. But
yeah, so go ahead. We'll take that out of the podcast.
So,
yeah, because they're not one of our sponsors.
Yeah, they didn't pay for that.
Well, they didn't
can,
pay for
maybe
anything.
They can be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no. There you go. Look, you already brought a guest last time. Now you're bringing
now
advertising, right?
Hey, you got your number 4 core right here.
Oh, I don't know. Can you commit?
I can't commit. They don't want to commit to me. Oh.
Well, actually, I got to talk to everybody else about it. So we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Nonetheless, to actually make a long story short, it was really easy the way I brought you in to my life.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me.
So it was one of the first questions, why would you like to work for us in so many words?
For hospital company B.
So I said, you know, me just relocating here, I researched all the hospitals.
I'm pretty desperate. I need a job.
I'm like, and I have really good things about Banner. In fact, my friend.
Oh,
I'm like,
smooth.
Dr. So-and-so, and I was like
you actually said
and
Dr. Then, Mendez.
Yeah, I did.
and did they say
and then I said,
medical doctor?
No, and then I said, and then I, after that, I go, you know, Gil Mendez. And then I, but before I did all this, I got in my car and I Googled your name. Like, okay. So then I still don't even know it now. But then, so
I'm the director.
Yeah, it says something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
want to just put your social security
like
number on it?
Yeah, clinical director. I'm like,
you just started throwing out names.
No, I like said
analysis,
the title.
Reporting,
I said
the
title
data,
appropriately. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, something. That I would know, I could do. But anyways, yeah, he just really like has nothing to say about this place, and you know, oh. I did a lot of research, and it just kind of
that's interesting because at where I work, like if you bring somebody in, you get money, like they'll pay you money, and I wonder if
well, they maybe I don't think.
Maybe
I mean, there was so much going on there. Like, we had the interview. I kid you not.
They were like, yeah, we don't know him. Next question.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he works
like
in
housekeeping.
I'm like, he works in an administrative building somewhere. I'm not sure right now. You know, I'm not really familiar with this area. Like,
yeah,
but
we got some housekeeping Mendez.
This is why I know it went so well. We had such a good report last night. Like, 1 hour and 20
housekeeping
minutes.
Housekeeping Mendez.
Amazing. Yeah. I loved it.
So
they're senior staff.
Yeah, someone's got to be a senior in that,
right?
Yeah. That's funny. So,
did I pull out all the stops?
Okay, good.
We want to talk about where we're at.
Oh yeah, we should probably say that.
Yeah,
Ron, he set it up early.
We're at final round. Al's favorite bar.
Yeah, this is the place.
Favorite bar.
This is the place we go to
after the pod. Yep.
And you know, it only made sense to podcast here. And hopefully this is going to sound better than the first time we tried to do it at a bar.
I can't imagine it sounding any worse.
Yeah, yeah. Last time we didn't have a power cord to the laptop, but that's a whole other
story. No, that's not true. That's not true. You're half right.
We had half a power cord. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Get it right. So, apparently they blame me. I don't know.
Allegedly. All right, so anything new with your move? I mean, you're still kind of new. You've been here, like, what, 10 days?
Yeah. I mean, we've actually frequented quite a bit of places, quite a few places. But you took me to this one place, and I was like, whoa, we were not ready for it.
What was it?
I actually was way overdressed. In fact, I probably shouldn't have had any clothes on before she took
me.
Where did we go? Wait. We went to, when we were in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah.
Where was she?
So we went, to, I guess,
on
Old
a Sunday.
Old Town.
That sounds right.
Called an Uber, and we told the Uber, like, hey, you want to go somewhere fun with
you? Hey, take us somewhere trendy.
Yeah. And that's where they took us.
We meant to say, here's our age gap.
That's where they took us, yeah.
Where did they take you then?
To Old Town Scottsdale. Like, I know, I guess, like, that strip where you have, like, an outfit.
We were not dressed for the occasion. We just wanted to kind of have a chill night.
Weren't you guys have, like, flip-flops and stuff? According to my sister,
I felt like I was dressed for the occasion.
Because nobody there was barely dressed.
What does that mean?
Oh, so we had too much
walking
on
the bar. They were walking on the bar. People were like kicking drinks on me, and I was like, oh my goodness. Then we went to that old whiskey.
Oh, Whiskey Row.
And guess what happened? We ordered an old fashioned.
I said, listen, we're in Whiskey Row. We need to order some whiskey.
Let's see if it's better than Gil's, right?
And I was like, yeah, I don't know anything about whiskey. But old fashioned. So we ordered it. And the chick's like,
she tried to roofie us almost.
We're like, oh yeah, we'll just have two old fashions. Like, we know what we're saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, we're at a whiskey bar. I'm like, she might not know what it is. Like, we're at a whiskey bar.
Come on, how does she not know what that is? So she gives it to us, and it looks really cute. It's got the big solid ice cube in there, like a real old fashioned.
Nice.
And she's like, I make these a little strong. Wink.
And I was like, we cannot be drinking this, like, very strong. We already had, like, how many drinks? And we drank at home. We drank at the bar.
And then we tried it.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God. It was bad. It was, like, nothing
but
whiskey.
Booze?
Yeah.
I don't know what she did to it.
So would you say that Gil's is better?
I could never have, unless it's homemade. I don't think I can have another one.
But listen, we told her, hey, can you take these back? Because we're new.
I'm so like, save these.
We're going to come back.
Wait till they water down a little bit.
Yeah, right.
We're going to come back.
Now we got
to
come back.
We'll be back in a week.
We said 2 weeks. We said give us 2 weeks. We get acclimated.
Did she ever charge us for those?
It's Scottsdale.
I didn't look at my receipt.
She
I just swiped my card.
I said, listen, we change our mind. Can we just trade that in for a beer?
So here we go. Like, we literally tasted it and gave it back.
Yeah.
So we do, I did find a local spot.
What does that mean? On your body or in the new spot?
I think everyone in their hometown, needs a local spot.
You need like a watering hole.
I found my watering hole. Literally, I can walk there and be there in 2 minutes. So I'm like, this is perfectly cute. It's like a little tiffy type. It's Dos Ringos.
Oh, that's like walking distance.
Love it.
So I don't like it. Like,
of course she doesn't like it. No.
They have like unstable bar
stools. Oh, God, no.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with the booze.
Hilarious.
It was a bar stool. I've said that many a time.
Yeah,
it wasn't me. It was a bar stool.
In fact, when we walked in, that was the first thing we noticed. So, like, these bar stools are very unstable.
I noticed that, and I also made a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So I was like, Belly, it's a let's evening. Let's have a quick, quickie at the, Dos Ringos.
It's a what, Tuesday?
Yeah, literally was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. So we go there, and I said, it's my local spot. Let's not make a fool of ourselves tonight. And they're like, oh, yeah. Dude, 5 vodka and sodas later.
Disclaimer.
And I look over, and she's on the ground. She's like, what happened? I'm like, and it was embarrassing.
Barstool was unstable.
And I was like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
And then she was like, this one's unstable. You take this one.
And I was like, okay.
And, I don't, that's why I drink beer.
Man's got to know his limitations.
And she said, remember
I
we
told
talked
her
about
to get
this.
Used to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And she's like,
low
no,
calories.
You have to drink vodka. And every alcoholic that we meet in the hospital, I always ask them, so, how did you get this way? Like, once
they
have, like, full-blown.
But are they skinny?
Yeah, okay,
they're skinny
it.
Now.
Well,
Yeah, right, exactly.
They have liver disease.
Beauty is pain.
Right, they're skinny now because they're dead.
And they're yellow.
No, that's bullshit. I've been doing that for, 6 months now.
And I tell them, how did you get this support? I mean, what did you drink? And every single one says vodka.
Sure.
So vodka, scares me. And
but you can drink so much craft beer, but vodka throws you off the bar stool.
Has that ever happened to me?
Yes, actually. I can't remember. You've plenty of times in the
bar. Oh, stop it. No, now you're lying. But, no, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I was like, I can't drink vodka.
So what were you guys drinking?
Vodka.
We were drinking
my regular.
Vodka.
Vodka and soda.
We went out last night. Was it last night?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, last night.
Can you guys tell me a day that you guys didn't go out?
I worked one day this week.
Is this where the crickets come in?
Yeah.
You, when you went on your date.
Or,
huh? Yeah.
Well, she probably drank
that. Well, I drank that too. But, no.
So, wait, you didn't give me a date, though. So, was there a date that you didn't
have? Yeah. It probably was like, I don't know.
I'm sure there was one.
We're not. I would say Sunday, but we had an experience Sunday. What did we do
I'm thinking like Stephanie, you're like a bad influence on my sister.
Oh, yeah, no.
My sister would stay home and read medical journals and do her homework.
Exactly.
And,
oh, yeah.
So,
you know what? And
so
I know
funny.
Everything about Arizona, right?
Yeah, it's so funny because like I feel like I've seen more of Phoenix in this week than I've seen in the last 11 months.
So we don't have to worry about counting on Belly or editing the podcast.
Right.
So, but anyway, enough about me. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I have to go back, though, by myself and just apologize for the whole situation.
Kenny will be fine.
Belia fell off the
chair. Yeah, and then I look over. Listen, I did not hear anything. I didn't see anything. And I look over, and she's just laughing, the arm up. She's like...
On the ground?
Yes. Laughing.
Really?
Just,
can we edit this part out? Let's move on.
You know, if we keep editing parts out, we're not going to have
this podcast will be like 5 minutes long.
Right.
Exactly. Did you at least make the joke?
No, you didn't finish telling the story. Okay, so last night we went out, and I told her, I'm like, you cannot have more. So I said, the rule of thumb is when I go out and drink vodka and soda.
Oh, the rule of thumb. See? Wow. There you go.
All right.
Wow.
I can't believe you went there.
That's what you guys said so much now. Anyways, you cannot drink more than 4 vodka and sodas, or you just, that's alcoholic free. I can drink 4, and I'm done. I go home. I can drive. After that,
you know what? She's right.
And you can
Wait,
walk
I'm sorry.
Over there to
can
those
we, Can we replay that? What did you say?
No. She's right because what happened was we
what
had four
was?
Yesterday.
Look
and
at
I
here.
Was feeling fine. I was like.
Look at here. What would have happened was I've been drinking my vodka.
Vodka.
So tell
the
us
soda.
What happened. This is a new revelation.
Yeah. She was like, listen, I already know What's my limit's four.
Okay.
I'm going to say, she was like, I already know, like, I was like, see, that's why I don't drink vodka. I told you, I just stick to beer.
And I said, I understand, honey,
vodka's
but let me tell you
dangerous.
Something.
Any hard liquor is dangerous. I don't drink hard liquor.
What you need is like a sliding rule that says, you know, you put in the drink.
Like an algorithm.
Yeah,
depending on what
it
is. And then
you,
it tells you.
Yeah, it tells you.
Are you driving?
Oh, yes.
You know, like what the rhythm is.
So,
yeah.
So what we need to do is make her like a flowchart card.
Yes.
Right, basically.
And then so, like, she was like, listen, I only drink
She was
drink
scared.
Four.
She didn't want to drink because,
like,
you know, calories.
I'm not drinking vodka anymore.
But I was like, you can't drink vodka. You can't do it. You
Wait,
can't
I
drink
had this conversation
four.
With Gil.
So we, that's it. That's what we did.
Because he's been telling me you got to just drink hard liquor. And I'm like, no,
so
I can't.
We followed,
he tells me that all the time, too.
So
I'm like, no
followed
way.
My rules. I said, I'm not drinking with a four. You can do whatever you want. And the bartender at the fourth one.
And I said, just tell us when it's four, okay?
I told her. So she gives us our last one. She's like,
that's
four, ladies.
Four.
I'm like, and you can get our tab now.
We closed out.
Yep,
we went
left.
Home. Like,
and
responsible
guess what?
Ladies.
Fell.
Right.
I made it to work in the morning.
I did. I made to, you know.
Functioning? You were still
yes.
functioning?
Oh, gosh.
I
was up by 6 in the morning.
Yeah. I love how the responsibility was preceded with, so the bartender at the fourth bar said.
Yeah. He told us.
Wait, is that four per bar?
Check the flow chart.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, my
God. So,
okay.
So where's your friend Joe?
I texted him.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll come in.
Yeah.
We haven't met him, right? He hasn't been on the pod.
No, well, he was here. He's not been on the pod. He was here the first time she was here at Final Round. He was you guys' bartender when I came, when I showed up.
I don't remember.
Dude with the beard.
You know him. You know him.
I hate to see that. And I see him like, no, I don't remember him.
No, you know him.
You had conversations with him.
There's video.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
my
video.
God, what?
Do you have anything that it sounded like?
I don't. Maybe I do.
I remember. Yeah. Oh, the guy with the beard. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like a yak giving birth or Stephanie.
It's a yak?
A yak, yeah.
Like the animal?
Yeah, the animal.
Yeah.
All right.
So what else happened?
We're just moving. I'm moving forward. I'm so excited about my future.
Oh, where do you start? Well, okay, you just rolled your eyes.
You're right.
So the hospital, they, like, we had the meeting. I had the meeting with the top cardiologist. Heading this program, and they want me to start ASAP. However, there's a lot of red tape to cut through administration. Maybe you can actually...
But don't you come from another hospital? It should be quicker, right?
Everything. I've got an email from like the top recruiter, my senior recruiter, and she's like, "Oh, thank you so much. You're doing everything. When they send me something, I do. I have two more things to get done. My entire process will be done by June 26th. But they're saying that, well, because they, you know, the hospital only does like sets of like they have two, you know. Mm-hmm. Two times a month they do it. August 13th.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
August
13th?
Oh, no. So that's great.
It's a horrible thing.
No, I know. So how close were, did you buy a pan at any point? Like, did you get a little bit desperate?
Panhandle.
I had full confidence
in myself.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was fine.
Did I tell you this last time?
No, you made me worry. I'm a little worried.
B will hire you.
I'll call her that.
No,
he's not talking about me. She calls me B.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why. And I'm like, huh, what?
I'm talking about your employer.
Oh.
B will hire.
Everyone wanted me at this point.
I feel like she's playing for the wrong team. Like
you guys are like in competition.
We should be.
For this, hospital D. There's nowhere to go but up here. They have big plans. I'm telling you, they have a good mission, and I'm totally on board with that.
I told her hospital D is where it's at. You know, you always go with the D.
You know, me touring the hospital when I'm.
And you went with the B.
This is
screw
true.
The B.
Maybe I am playing with that game.
I don't even get it. You're over there playing around with those bees.
You come to Phoenix and you come to Phoenix and lose your gender.
Yeah.
Right.
She got turnt. Alrighty.
Well.
So like when you guys do this bar thing, do you guys like invite people
no,
from like
we don't have
the
to.
Crowd?
No,
or?
No.
Well, other than Joel.
If Becca had a minute, I was gonna have her pop in, but it looks like
say
she's
hi,
busy.
Yeah. They're pretty busy.
They are working.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it would be awesome if they told crazy bar stories.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
As long as I'm not part of it. Yeah. I'm like, I remember a time when nobody was here.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I would love to tell that story.
Actually, the mayor is over there, too.
I told him. I was like, when I saw the mayor, I was like, hey, are you part of this? He's like, oh, no, those nerds are nerding out over there in the corner.
He refuses to go on the podcast.
Oh, really?
He's the mayor. I mean, he's got, political things he has to be concerned about.
Image.
I mean,
he's got to keep it cool.
Right.
He's got an image, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and he's over there, greeting people. He's got, he's a busy man.
He's kissing babies and shaking hands to people, veterans in wheelchairs.
That's right.
Hey, guess who was in Phoenix? I heard on the radio was Phelps.
Oh, Michael Phelps?
Yeah. He was at a restaurant spotted in Phoenix. I heard on the radio.
How do women feel about him? Is he a good-looking guy?
They said he was with either his wife or fiance. I don't know if he's married. He was with a lady.
What was his story?
He smoked a shit ton of weed.
He
loves to smoke weed. But big fucking deal.
He's a gold
medalist. Yeah.
But
listen,
he swam faster than a shark. Just like a shark.
Yeah, exactly.
If I remember correctly.
You know why, though? They said his body is shark-like. Whale-like. He's got a huge torso.
Yeah.
And his feet. They analyze his body. And they said
the mayor's got a huge torso.
Well, not outward. Long. He's got a long torso.
He's got gills.
Did you ever see that documentary where they follow him around and he gets up and just the part where he eats breakfast?
No, what did he
What's
eat?
His breakfast?
He eats like six bowls of cereal and a ton of eggs.
Those fun brownies?
Do you think that he goes back and purges it when he's done?
No, I always assumed he ate that much just because he's smoking so much weed,
They say his body is built like a long torso, and when he goes in the water, he's like whale-like. He's built to swim. And then they kind of joke that his feet are webbed. I mean, that was a joke, but they said he's got big feet and he's just built to swim.
Do you think that everyone's built for their occupation?
I know plenty of people that should not be in the medical field.
Why? How can a nurse be large?
Correct. This is not.
Yeah, but how can they smoke? And a lot of them smoke.
So, when they have to answer that question, can you walk more than 10 feet? If you can't, come on. You know you can't. Then why are you here?
Well, have you ever seen the nutritionist come in?
Nutritionist comes in. Yeah.
Or the diabetic educator.
Yeah. Oh, very true. Oh my God. I mean, some roles. I mean, come on, that goes with everything. I mean, come on, a cardiologist or a primary doctor scolding
or
someone,
anybody,
like, come
like,
on.
Hey, you need to lose weight.
Like, really?
Let me put the cigarette down. Let me tell you what you do.
But
you know that in like the 50s and 60s, doctors used to smoke with their patients in the
nurses,
room.
Like, in other hospitals, like, you can see, like, where nurses would sit around, smoke, and there's ashtrays there.
Right.
And yeah, that's just the way
Dude,
it was.
I remember as a kid, my mom being able to smoke in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. It was trendy. It was classy. Like, that's what you did, you know?
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
I remember seeing ashtrays in elevators.
Yeah.
Like,
those little ones. I know what you're saying.
Like how much do people need to smoke? They got to smoke in the elevator.
Right.
You just can't wait.
I was actually thinking about you, Stephanie, the other day because I figured you were going to find a job. And, as I was going to Permy Awards, I was, like, listening to old episodes. And one of the episodes is, like, your first one, Belia.
December?
No, it was, like, February when you came and visited me and then we podcasted.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
I told her about that. I told her I brought gifts for everybody.
Yeah. Actually, let's talk about that because you, on the podcast, and this is, I'll spill some beans. Inside Belia, that's the name of the episode, Inside Belia, is one of the shows that has been nominated for Best Podcast. Because BDR,
that's a high nomination.
Yeah, BDR's there. Jennifer's there.
I remember
she brings gifts, and then she at the beginning of the gift giving thing, she goes, Jennifer, because she gives everybody gifts.
Yeah,
like she gave you a Moscow Mule cup.
Oh yeah, you bet.
I threw my
old one away.
I got something. It's not important. The important thing is that when you get around to Jennifer, you were saying
baseball bat. Isn't that what she got?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like, I barely know you, Jennifer. I don't know a lot about you, so I don't know what to get you. And then you pull out the perfect gift.
Exactly.
A Cubs
baseball bat.
Billy bat or whatever.
It's
the little
big,
bat.
It's like
baseball
a mini
bat.
Little
yeah,
bat.
Yeah. Baseball
yeah.
bat, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to say?
And then later on, she goes, it's weird. Like, you don't know me, and you bought me a weapon. Like, you thought a weapon would be the perfect thing for me.
Now, what's funny is she kept going on about how it was the perfect gift.
Yeah. And you know, so it was really good.
I remember that.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for, like, the shoe
to
drop.
Okay,
what did I do wrong?
No, there's no shoe.
The Moscow Mule cup that we stole and almost got arrested for.
Getting to Stephanie. So on that show, I was asking, and because Rob's on there, remember I was saying, Rob and you could possibly be working together.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I was asking, like, why... Because I was watching Scrubs a lot at the time. And I was like, why do people get all hooked up at hospitals? Like, there's all kind of shenanigans going on. That's what we're talking about, like, broom closets and And we were talking about Foley catheters and then how you have to do something to a male to make the Foley catheter go in easier.
Man, I had an experience with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell us your experience. I want to hear that experience.
First of all, is that true?
Well, and then
no,
then,
not
wait,
what he's
wait.
Saying, but...
Oh, yeah, I was like, that's not true, but go ahead.
Let me tell you. So on the show, I was like, so nurses have to do that a lot, and then you said no, CNAs do it or I forget what it was.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
And then he's like, well, why is Celia? Every time she says she's
you were saying the CNAs do that, and I was like, nope, CNAs don't put Foley catheters, nurses do.
And then Al's like,
but Celia does it all the time. Yeah.
She's jacking off dudes all the time.
She probably does the prep work.
Yeah,
because she's a nurse.
We're having trouble. Where's Celia? Bring her in.
So whatever hospital she works at has a fluff girl. So
right. Oh, yeah. She doesn't listen to podcasts. No.
Neither does Al.
Yeah. We'll edit that out.
That's the funniest part.
I'm not editing shit out.
Al said it. I'm just bringing up what Al said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, no, she shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Steph, why do people in hospitals hook up with each other and... have you ever, because we were talking about, like, broom closets and going into broom
elevator?
Closets.
Did you tell them about elevator?
No,
elevator
so you just
gate?
Busted yourself out. Tell us the elevator
story. She's like,
story.
Wait, you told them about the elevator?
Yeah.
No, okay, I can answer your question about why people may hook up at the hospital.
Okay.
Or
allegedly.
Like your friend. You
other
have a friend,
people.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Allegedly hook up at the hospital.
Right.
Telling for a friend. No, at the time, you're at work probably more than you are spending time with your family. Unfortunately, sometimes, most of the time, that's the case. And people get to know each other, and that's kind of like their dating scene.
Like the club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Club Gatos.
So I think that's what it is.
So you get to know people.
But,
and
yeah. So
that's
I don't,
all it takes.
No, I mean, you can tell people, you hang out with your friends, and you hang outside of work.
I'll tell you, but I feel like I say the same story every time. It's high stress levels that you spend with people.
Yeah, and you
see them at
level.
Their best.
And the worst. You see them in the most
but you're talking about
vulnerable
patients.
State.
No. When somebody's
patients
dying,
and doctors,
and it's like you and
you
another
person.
You
see them at their most vulnerable state, and you guys have, sometimes there's this moment you have to where like you just like break down, because everyone gets burnt out, and then you like have to reboot.
So you have a moment when a patient's dying on a bed.
I don't know.
You guys look
like,
at each other.
But think of these. Think of this. Think of this. You
and
were
you know
so closely
okay.
together with these, with
I have,
these
he just
physicians
up a point
and
that
these
I'm about
nurses.
To say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then think of doing this. Multiply this.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Multiply this by 10, 20 years of being and working with these people. This,
20
you know?
To me. but no, okay. But on top of that, like what I just said to you, you
no
laughed.
Pun intended,
right? It's cool. You laughed, right? When I said, "Oh no," like you know, like, and that's the thing. You laugh, but if I said this to like Steph, I'm like, "Oh my God, guess what happened?" And this and that,
and
she'd
I'm
be
like,
"No, wait a minute. What happened? What did you do this? Did you do that? Why did you do that?" Like she gets what I'm saying.
When you guys are talking about a patient,
yeah,
okay.
So another medical professional,
okay.
Gets
so they're
what
on our level,
saying.
Okay.
Like they understand.
Like
what
you
don't,
why,
come
don't,
why
home,
doesn't that extend?
Discuss this.
Why does that extend to data analytics? Like I tell somebody
so
about
if you
that
came
standard,
home, but
right,
see, if
that
you came home, and,
oh,
or if you had somebody that you can talk data. To
well, you
analytics,
can tell you're
senior
a novice.
Clinical analyst.
Back and forth. And they'd be like, no, try this code. What, did you do this?
Yeah.
Well, what about that?
What about m squared minus pi?
And yeah.
Like,
and you're like, do you know about pi?
And then like you'd be like, whoa. I would have been like, look at the stars.
Yeah.
That's exactly a conversation.
That's the best example, yeah. Okay.
Do you know about pi?
Exactly.
So, like, it's easy to talk to people who you
then,
deal with this
then,
stuff every day.
Right, and then
where,
you fall in
where
love.
Other people are like, no, I mean, you build a conversation, you build a
you
trust,
build before,
you build
yeah. a relationship,
and then, like, you want to talk to this person.
Which is probably why people think Belly and I are lesbos, because
they don't think
well,
that. No, first of all, stop
thank
that.
You.
She is like,
edit that out, right?
I'm okay. Paranoid.
No way.
No. She's so paranoid that everybody thinks we're lesbians.
And I'm like, we're not. Like, why do you think that? Because somebody's
okay,
told us,
first
somebody
of all,
told us that before. And
a couple of people told us that before.
But first of all, listen, if you're not, you're not. What is the big deal? First of all, we vacation together. Me,
okay.
Her, and the kids.
Do you guys both?
Okay,
do you guys
sometimes
both?
Just her and I. Like for my birthday, we went to Cancun.
Do you guys both own a Subaru? Do you
well,
guys go
closely.
To the Lilith Fair?
Do you have Birkenstocks?
Yeah,
but listen, we go to bars, and we apparently we've been told by men.
Do you guys
like,
shop at Trader Joe's?
No, I told her we should go there.
And I said no.
That's a store
and
we
I
would
told
like.
Her no, and we're going to keep it at that.
And I'm like, no, we would like that store. You, we got to try it. No, so. And
be open-minded.
Listen,
Steph.
It's so yeah. obvious because, like, okay, so, her and I, we go to the bar, and, like, we literally face
we
each other.
We
like
used
we,
to.
We talk. Like,
we used to be like,
we're
like, because
we have so much to talk
yeah.
about.
And
yeah.
then, like, we work together, we hang out together, we vacation together.
And then, so. A guy once told us, like, hey, you know, I wanted to approach you guys, but I wasn't sure.
But
like,
obviously you guys are in love with each
yeah,
other.
That's yeah, that's right.
He
literally
said that.
I'm not joking.
He's
he
like,
called us bookworms.
Yeah, he goes, no,
bookends.
Bookends.
He goes,
oh,
you two are like bookends.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a difference.
Clearly not a bookworm.
No.
No, but listen, and ever since then, she's traumatized. Like, let me tell you.
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and she brings, so now we're at the bar, and we got to be like this.
Speaking of whiskey, we'd be like, hey,
whiskey
roll.
And she's I was like, this.
She even wants to like have a seat in a bar stool in between us.
That's what guys do,
right?
They put
yeah.
bar stools
exactly.
in between.
Well, no,
she's
at
literally
movies.
Cock-blocking
yeah.
me.
Like when Al and I go to a movie, like we don't sit next to each other. Even it could be.
Oh no, that's silly.
Right, we have a seat in between.
No, you should sit next
and
to each other.
And then you know what? Somebody's gonna come and sit next to you.
No, that doesn't happen.
So it's not a big deal. But
and
we're
we
at
call
the bar.
That seat the "I'm not gay" seat.
I want people to know that we come to the bar. Yes, we came to social, but we also came to like I don't know, meet new people. So we have like one person.
Like she's sitting at one end of the bar, we're texting each other.
So one person has to sit straight, the other person can sit category, but we cannot be like
face to face.
One person
has
anymore.
To look straight, and your arms have to be crossed.
And then one time we were at Whiskey Row, and I was like, hey. She's like, what? I'm like, you're way like too close. You're laughing way too close to me.
Yeah, like, you're getting too close.
Like what?
Well,
no, but not just like, that. Listen, let me just tell you what happened again, which is like her paranoia. I don't even think about this stuff. So I bought a mirror.
Mirror?
Mirror.
Yeah, mirror.
on yeah, on Let Go. So I had to go pick it up.
Is this like, this
was
hilarious.
Yes.
How did that work out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you were going to buy that mirror. Yeah,
you guys
oh,
were,
is it? It yeah, is like, nice. It's beautiful.
You can
it's
see
awesome.
Your whole the whole self.
But I can't tell you I regret going.
What?
I regret going for you to get it.
Yeah.
You regret so, going?
Yeah.
What happened?
So we go and get this mirror. And we have to, it's like in Queen Creek. So we're going out there, and I'm like, man, this is the first time I've been in Queen Creek. It's nice out here, whatever.
Yeah,
we go there.
And
like a lady comes out, and she's showing it to me. And I'm like, I don't know, Steph, what do you think? And then, you know, Steph's in the car.
Opinion.
And then I'm like, what do you think? You know, I'm trying to, like, you know, have Steph, I'm, you know, come and back me up, you know.
Is it one of those mirrors that, like, you can flip it around? Like, you know,
it
it's
is like
on the stand?
No, it is.
Like
it is,
massive.
It's
like
great.
It's like the size of a door.
I actually was afraid when I saw. I'm like, oh crap! How are we gonna do this?
Like
I'm
framed?
Very weak. I'm a very frail, weak person.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, we got this. We'll pick
yes,
it up.
So nice.
And then she always says that I'm like the male. If we were, I'd be the male.
Hypothetically speaking, if it did go down, she would be the male.
Stephanie's the dainty one.
Belly is pinching. Stephanie's catching.
I'm like, no, we can do this. I'm telling her.
I'm like okay,
who,
I don't
who was,
know.
Who was selling it?
It was like a couple.
No, it was a couple.
You know, it's
another gay couple?
A heterosexual couple.
It was a male and female.
As soon as you guys left, I'm sure they're like, that's a nice lesbian couple.
We saw that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think?
So she's asking me, and I'm like, not. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. Can we do this?
What do you think, hon? I don't know.
Literally. So we finally decided. Like, she's like, what do you think? I'm like, I think you can do it. And she's like, all right, let's go. We want it.
So I was like, all right, so here we go. I pull out my wallet.
So she's helping. I'm not. Because I don't want to, you know,
and
she's
I'm
helping the male.
Helping the dude.
Okay.
In my car.
And you're standing with the wife telling what to do.
The wife is standing back.
Right, right,
Steph
right.
is standing
right.
And I'm like, oh, put a box. You know, it's dipping right there. And Belly's like, grab it in. Bella, and I'm like, tie
Bella's
it up.
Got like a cigarette out of her mouth.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Get the other end, huh?
Yeah. So, like, I just want
on,
the, I don't want the mirror to break.
Like, hey,
right?
buddy, let's
right,
go.
Right.
I don't want the mirror to break. So then we finally get it in. And I get in the car, because once I know it's in safe, I get in the car, buckle up.
And I'm none the wiser. I'm all excited. I just got me a brand new mirror, and I got a great deal.
Just
I'm excited.
Out of curiosity, how much does a 6-foot tall mirror
oh
cost?
Oh, my God. Like, it was, it should have been called, it should have cost, like,
so
a
she,
lot.
It was brand new, because she had the price tag still on it. She bought it from Kirlin? Kirlin? Is that like a store?
Yeah,
it's like a home
it's
store.
A
yeah,
store.
It's up in North
Scottsdale.
Right.
Yes. Oh, North Scottsdale. Yes. Okay, ooh. No wonder it was attractive.
Yeah.
So it was priced for $199.
Yeah.
I bought it for $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, because it's like a, it's an app we use. It's an app we use to,
app
you
we
can
use.
An app, Let Go.
Oh, yeah, it's yeah. like. Anyway, she gets in the car and she's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, why? I mean, she's always embarrassed. She's always like, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, what are you embarrassed about?
We're buying a mirror.
Yeah. I'm like,
we
is
the code word here.
And
then she's like,
it's not like you had to carry
you know, anything. She's like, you know, they know we're lesbians.
No, I'm like,
no.
I think.
Yeah, you know, they think we're lesbians. I'm like, what? Like, what? I'm like, that never even crossed my mind.
I'll be honest with you. I thought a 6-foot tall mirror would cost a whole hell of a lot more money than that.
Right. I got a deal.
No, I mean, $200 is cheap to me.
Yeah. Oh,
for a 6-foot tall mirror? That's
yeah.
Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Oh.
Hey. You want to come on in?
Yeah.
Oh. Just say hi.
Just say hi.
There you go, man. You're in.
Yeah. Say
okay,
it.
Joe, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He says that to everybody.
Joe?
Joe, do you remember me?
Vaguely.
Joe, no, this is a serious question. Do you or not? Yeah.
I mean, yes and no. I remember I remember just about everybody, but not...
No, so is that a yes or no question? You're like a typical male. Just give me a straight answer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then. I don't know. I don't remember.
But he says that to everybody. So.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah? You agreeing? So you lied?
No.
He knows of people like you. So.
No. There's nobody like me, Joe. Yeah. That's the problem here.
I see a lot of people
recognize,
but I
recognize don't remember from where.
I always know where I met or saw them first.
I'm joking. I don't care.
So, but yeah.
So are you off work or are you still working?
No, I'm working right now. Yeah.
Oh, you're working. Oh, okay. So
got any good bar
so
stories?
So wait, is Becca your boss? What?
Technically, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Don't worry, you're good then. You're good.
Yeah, Becca's cool. You have any crazy bar stories that you can tell like in a minute or so that you can just? I know you have to get back to work.
Go ahead. Ooh. Start.
Yeah.
Let me come back to you with that.
Okay.
Let me give it a.
We're not putting you on the spot,
right.
Are we?
Yeah. So,
no, it's all right.
So who's your favorite politician? Oh, we can't go there, can we?
No,
sorry.
That's fine. No, we can do that. We just can't be too loud about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So the funny thing is that I followed Bill Maher for a long, very long time.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bill Maher. I do too.
I listen to his podcast.
Did something happen to him?
What did he say or do? He made a joke about 9/11 like a week after it happened.
Yeah, on network.
That was like,
he's being
serious.
It wasn't a joke. Yeah, it was making like a truthful statement, and the whole world was like banding together. Yeah,
it was just too soon. It was too soon.
Right.
Sure. I mean, I guess that's kind of a problem in itself. Yeah, it's too soon.
Is it ever too soon for comedians?
I don't think so.
Listen, don't be such a sensitive bitch, dude. Just like either don't listen or do. Like, what's the
I've been listening to him like since he was on ABC with Politically Incorrect.
Yeah.
And he's had Bernie Sanders on a show.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Bernie Sanders.
And
Bill Maher.
He's always had people like that on a show. You know, people, free thinkers like that think outside the box of what's going on politically. And I'm like, I love everything that guy has to say. Like 10, 15, 20 years before it was even cool to like.
Yeah. Wow, Steph, I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah. And so it was nice. Really? It was just nice to hear, you know, like somebody thinking the way I thought about like our
in the late
'90s,
like way back then.
But then I was like, but there's no way a guy like that could ever have a feasible shot. And then, bam! Like, the 8 years of a war criminal, and then a black guy, and then like, well, I guess it is possible.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, on that note, I'm out.
Okay. So no, you were going back. So you guys bought the mirror.
Yes.
Okay. So
that was just it. And she gets in the car and she thinks they think we're gay. We're lesbians.
We have such a close relationship.
That never crossed my mind.
This is always an issue with everybody.
Maybe mirrors are a lesbian thing.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe they use it to really take a deep look at themselves.
Deep. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this like the first step of three where, like, you know, in another year or so, you guys are all, you know, just lesbians?
Right.
Like, the first one is like, everybody thinks we're lesbians. The second one is like, maybe we should be lesbians. And the third one's like, hey, yeah, we're lesbians.
Yeah, we're lesbians. Yeah.
How many years are in between? Because everyone thought we were lesbians from the first time.
Nobody thinks that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. you guys should feel open.
Right. Too. I agree. There's nothing wrong with everyone to each their own.
Yeah.
However,
that's not the situation.
Strictly Dickly here.
Yeah. For the record.
Hopefully we got that as a soundbite. That may make it to the Fermi Awards.
That might, yeah.
According to mine, we have like 15 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, when you talk about
I feel like we just talk about Steph and her move, which is great.
Well, why don't you guys ask us questions?
What's going on in your life?
Well, because Steph is new. She's like the shiny new object, and we want to know more about her.
Yeah, but you don't want to wear that out.
Well, I mean, you can't wear this out. It's fine. So let's.
Usually we talk, you know, like current events.
Oh yeah,
anything
happening?
I mean,
Trump's getting all kinds of shit for kissing Putin's ass over the.
That's true. What was that?
Huh?
Oh, you can't whisper at a podcast.
Exactly.
Or wink.
That shit don't work.
We are lesbians, so I can wink at you.
No, I didn't even know. I didn't know what that meant. What was it? Strictly Dickly. Yeah.
So what's going on with the current events?
Yeah. There's the big Jeff Goldblum
oh my
statue.
Oh, yeah.
That is hilarious. Are you going?
Are you going to London?
I didn't know. I thought that was like Photoshop.
No, that's
an actual
real
statue they made.
Deal. Yes. It's like a blow up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why? Why did
because
they blow
up? Because it's the 20th anniversary of Jurassic Park.
He's like the icon of Jurassic Park.
Because
that blow up is the bit in Jurassic Park.
I know. Oh, okay. I just watched it again with my kids.
And
but
he should be your idol.
But why?
Why not?
No, it's funny though because I showed that to Veronica and she was, oh my god, that looks. She goes, oh, that's so weird because that looks like Uncle Gil.
She's like, it's creepy because your shirt's open.
Yeah, right.
She's like, that's so creepy.
That's a real thing. Then.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And
yeah,
so,
it's not Photoshop.
Yeah, no, it's like a blow
but
up.
But
that
why
they put up.
Why are they doing this in England or London?
That's because, what I couldn't figure
because
out.
Because there's. Jurassic Park
that's
in
exactly
London is no connection.
That's exactly
they should do it in some like island in whatever.
Maybe,
wait,
maybe
why
British?
Do you think London has no connection with the
Jurassic
movies
Park?
Out here? Yeah, they.
Well, they
listen,
do.
They are worldwide. These movies that go, you know,
well,
you know
maybe
that's
it's
such
because
are big things here.
Yeah.
They're in every country. You know, it doesn't matter if you know like China. Like you don't
know.
You know
every time
matter.
I think Stephanie has nothing to say about something, she always finds something to say. It's amazing. No, tell me more.
Is that my problem?
No. It's not your problem. It's your feature. It's something. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I always find something to say.
Okay. Let's actually play this game. Let's see what can't Stephanie
what
comment
does she not
on?
Have right. no feedback on?
Right, no feedback. Let's right, try to think ahead. Of something that's so plain vanilla that she could not
like
possibly
your shirt?
Have. Oh, you almost broke the podcast. Hey, what's wrong with my shirt? You guys
it's said, not at all plain vanilla, I'll tell you
I
that
know,
right
it's
now.
It's not. It's like purple. This isn't a new shirt. I just.
No, you know I know it's not a new shirt.
It's
you know
great.
How you go, like, sometimes in your closet, you're like.
Oh, like this should go to Goodwill. This is like high school. Yeah.
This is what I should wear today. No.
It's a spring shirt.
No, Bella made a comment, like, he's on the podcast, and I'm just listening to them all, and I'm listening to him. I'm hearing stuff, and
it's like a new one.
I do
every
feel
time.
Like Valley's yeah. improving the entire podcast core.
Yeah, just you know, one so shirt, yeah.
one shirt,
one style
one
at a time,
one shoe
right,
at a time.
Right, changing the world.
Yeah,
one,
right. One sock at a time.
One boat at a time.
One boat shoe at a time.
Yeah, one no show at a time.
Yeah.
And then Bella said, oh, you can predict what Gil's going to wear. It's a polo shirt and khaki shorts. Yeah. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I looked way back in the closet.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And he like dusted that off.
I know. It's
that
not,
explains
it's,
a lot.
It's not a walk-in, yeah. but I made it a walk-in. That's
He's
how
like,
deep I had
so
to go.
So he dusted yeah. off his Easter wear.
Yeah.
And said, put that on.
Right.
Oh,
so,
wait.
Boom.
You can still see it. You can still see the sticker that says Happy Easter, love Annette.
And then his wife was like, oh, I thought I threw that away.
I know.
Right. She's like, honey, it's not Easter.
Yeah, right.
She actually bought this shirt for me because we were taking a picture day like 4
yeah,
years
you guys
ago.
First met?
Naturally.
No, like 3 or 4 years ago. It was like picture
was
day.
Was it Easter?
Here's your shirt. No,
it was probably
spring.
When the kids
it
were
was
born.
Easter,
it was spring, yeah, because that's a spring wear.
I can't
yeah.
say that Bella okay. is a fashionista. I approve to this.
How about you? Does she critique what you wear?
I do.
Yeah, and I actually like her. I like her help.
It's constructive,
it's
isn't it?
Yeah.
Because she does it in a good
criticism.
Way. Like there's no hate in it. Now, at least I don't get
because
it.
Because I want to help.
Yeah.
Exactly. She wants nothing but the best for me.
Like, yeah. does it, like, you know when sometimes when I see things, because I'm kind of a computer nerd, right?
Oh,
and when I see other people.
Gil likes to shame.
Yeah,
people.
No, wait.
You
feel
shame.
I do shame,
yep.
but.
Shame
but
all
no.
the time.
Yeah.
Really?
When I see, like, people's computers and they have, like, fucking tons
shame.
Of desktop icons.
Shame.
That's so annoying to
that's
me.
My shame.
I know. It's like there's folders.
Yeah,
put them
I actually
folders.
Been shamed for that reason.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, yeah,
and,
I was
and,
shamed
and
for that.
So, and
shame.
So, like, for me, when I see
shame.
Computer stuff, I it, like, irks me. Like, it gives me
yeah.
anxiety.
It annoys, them.
It annoys me.
You know what?
And
when
so
I see somebody
yeah.
wearing what you're wearing,
right.
I see opportunity.
I
yeah.
So I was going to ask, like,
right, like
when
oh,
you,
free beer.
Yeah, like he needs help. Let me help. Okay, there's an opportunity to help somebody and do some good.
But I was going to say, like, when you see pictures of
with
people.
With great power comes great responsibility. It's nicely done.
Yeah, like people like leaving Syria on CNN or leaving Darfur,
oh,
and
yeah.
they're in rags, and they're, like, doing the journey. Do you say, that rag does not go with those sandals?
I
don't
mean,
know what she's thinking.
Or sometimes
it doesn't
like,
have to be priced.
It doesn't have to be priced. I mean, a lot of it's swag.
It literally, yeah. I mean,
and, you know, rags can be wear differently.
My question more is, like, hey, what is this? How does this go with this? Da, da, da. But, you know, I was wearing these particular shoes one evening.
I'm so proud of myself on this moment. Go
okay,
ahead.
Go
and
ahead.
I was telling her I was in New York and it was like a quick thing and the reason I was a story about why I got these shoes. I'm like, anyways, so this is how I got these shoes. And she
first
goes,
of all, she came in. I was like, oh, those are some cute shoes.
So
and
then
she
I'm
tells
like,
me the story
I told
of the
story
shoes.
About what happened, why I got them. And she goes, oh, are those so and so from so and so? I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh my god, I'm such a fashionista.
Dude, I hit it. I knew the brand and where she got them from.
Wow.
Just like when I saw yours and I knew. And you didn't believe me. You're like, how do you know that? I know.
They were what?
There were Calvin Klein's,
Calvin
whatever.
Klein,
you
yeah.
want to throw that out there,
oh,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Calvin Klein's okay
what,
brand.
Something Klein, I forget.
Yeah.
Calvin,
yeah.
I think.
Calvin.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
It's almost like the commercial.
The what?
The commercial. Is that Calvin Klein?
Oh,
is that
okay.
But you know what? I know brands. I know fashion.
Okay, what is
I don't
want to
like.
What's the brand name of Ron's shirt there?
Oh my God, who the hell?
Actually,
it's actually a brand, believe it or
actually
not.
Actually, could be a Gildan.
It isn't actually a brand. I shit you not.
Okay, what's the brand?
It's really obvious.
A Gildan is a regular t-shirt.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. It's like a Gildan.
I didn't know that.
What's a Gildan? Is that
it's
an
like
actual
a,
brand?
It's
brand.
Like a regular brand t-shirt.
Oh, no.
You look at tags?
No.
It's literally an EVH brand. That's the brand.
Oh, okay.
EVH.
What does that stand for?
Eddie Van Halen. He has his own brand. No shit.
I'm not into Eddie Van Halen.
You're not into rockers?
I haven't even touched that.
It's a whole area of fashion you have to explore, man.
I know. When I start going to the Iron Maiden
concerts, some fashionista. She doesn't know
that
much.
Let's talk a little bit about your fashion sense. Right now, for men, what is the hot
boat shoes?
No. Not like style, but like the designers, like, or the brands. Like, what are the hot things that are going on right now?
I mean, Calvin Klein is always very traditional. You know, there's this Superba that is a big brand.
Superba?
Yeah, that's a big brand for guys. Boss, Hugo Boss is good. I mean, then you can do your traditional, you know, stuff. That I mean, and honestly, it's not even about brand. It's just about look. You know,
it's about the style.
It is about what you grab.
That's what I have always been told.
It is.
It doesn't matter, like, if you're wearing a T-shirt and jeans.
The style, how you put it.
But still, you can't.
Like, some people can put on man buns,
rules.
Some men can't.
There's rules.
Just rules. You can't break the rules. And, you know, the man doesn't make the shoes, or the shoes doesn't make the man, the man
the
makes
clothes
the shoes.
Don't
yeah.
make the man, or whatever. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Uh-huh. I mean, also, depending on who can pull up that style.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can't have, there's
is
some
Ron
people.
Is Ron rocking it with the, is he rocking his style?
I mean, that's EVH,
that's,
you know, that's
yeah.
Ron. Yeah. He's rocking it.
But, like, you can't.
You guys are way too nice to Ron.
Yeah.
No.
I know they're lying. I can tell.
Okay.
I mean, I can literally see, like, they're all
like no,
their
no,
eyes
no,
are like twitching.
No, because, Gil, if you wore that,
that's
you can't.
Not you.
You can't wear that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's me?
This.
That.
Yeah.
Actually, not that right. shirt particular.
Yeah.
If it was like picture day,
I don't know.
Then that shirt
would
be
a solid
okay.
button up
I
would
know.
Be probably you
I
with
like
cargo that. Shorts.
All right. Well, I think we're done with the podcast.
Are we?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're playing country.
Yeah. I think I'm done with this bar.
I like cowboy hats.
What was that?
I like cowboy hats. I'm okay with that.
Okay, and with that.
And with that, yeah.
I think we'll
I'm
going to
revoke it.
That's actually going to be the only part of the podcast.
I don't even think we ever got permission.
We never did, actually.
Steph, give us permission.
Permission to podcast.
No, can you gotta do a little bit more lively than that?
You can't just
I feel
say
like this is like
podcast,
a we it's like a funeral podcast.
Right.
We have permission to podcast, people.
So
better, but just try it one more time. Just give it all you
with
got.
Feeling.
Give it all you got. Like you
from
really want.
From the gut. Bring it from the gut.
Permission
right.
to podcast.
Okay.
Wow.
My headset's falling off.
Okay. Okay. We're good.
Your permission to podcast has been revoked.
That everybody thinks we're lesbians.
Strictly, dickly.
Do you know about pie?